have the blemish both front and rear from a facet where the opposite tooth interlocked with it. What happens is that the root is anchored well into the lower jaw, and then the crown is vertical. So this really makes sure the tooth doesn't wiggle around. It's anchored well in the bone, and the jaw is about this deep.
These powerful, deep-rooted, curved daggers were ideally suited for preying upon a variety of aquatic life. This put the biting whale in direct competition with Megalodon.
I think it was a top predator. It was a very carnivorous animal and could have taken on or eaten anything it wanted to. The biting sperm whale of Japan is found in deposits that also have dolphins, other whale, very primitive sea lion-like animals. I think any one of these could have been part of its diet. It probably could have eaten fishes, squids, sharks, other kinds of small mammals as well. So it probably had a very generalized diet. Unlike the modern sperm whale, the fossil one had large, fully functional teeth, both in the upper and lower jaws.
These teeth were specifically designed to lock onto prey with slippery scales. To help this whale find its prey in any water condition, the biting whale employed something unique, sonar.
They have very keenly developed echolocation sonar sense associated with their brains that is a unique feature of toothed whales, and sperm whales have it very developed to a very keen degree.
The way sonar works is basically the animal would produce sound, and these sound waves travel out away from the skull. When the sound wave hits something, it bounces back to the animal, and receptors in the skull sort of paint a picture of what's in front of it, where it is, what direction it's going, how large it is. Sonar is like eyes in total darkness.
The advantage of sonar is it allows you to make up for conditions of poor vision at night, in murky water. And so it'd be very useful because in nearshore waters, you tend to get a lot of sediment stirred up by waves. And so it tends to be a little bit murkier than you would find even slightly offshore. So it'd be an advantage under those conditions.
But sonar was not just for finding food or seeing in the dark. It was a weapon that could kill.
This sonar is normally used to help locate prey in the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean. But the whales could focus that sonar into a much tighter beam and use it like a battering ram against potential prey and potential predators. Sound travels faster and farther underwater than it does on top. So if you're sitting somewhere and you hang a stick of dynamite 10 feet from your head and detonate it, it's going to kill you just because of the shockwave. Magnify that times 100, and it's not just going to kill you, it's going to liquefy you.